Morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 12th. Inflation, inflation, inflation. We seem to be singing a repeated tune. Investors await key economic data today after markets closed in the red yesterday, the Dow dropping more than 400 points and the Nasdaq sliding more than 2%. Bill, let's get right into today's action. Tell us what is going on in the markets this morning.
It's an interesting day. The fact of the matter is I've been watching the S&Ps, and the S&Ps were down this morning, and then around 7 a.m. they reversed and they started trending higher. And now, right now we're looking at the S&Ps and they're up 0.22%. So being up 0.2% ahead of the inflation reading, where you know it's going to be hot, that's actually a good sign. You know, people are kind of thinking that March is really the hottest we're going to get, and then we should start to curtail hot inflation readings after this report is what I'm reading. But that release is coming out 1 hour before the market opens and everyone's going to be watching it. I noticed the bank stocks over in Europe are really weak. There's a major investor that apparently sold his positions in a couple of banks over there that's causing a little bit of havoc. But, you know, you're looking at the banks in the U.S. and they are, you know, kind of positive. So that's nice to see that it's not a carryover. Automobiles are trading higher. FANG stocks are trading higher. Semiconductor stocks are, trading higher this morning in the pre-market. Another thing that I'm paying attention to is Fed speak. Governor Bernard, remember, she caused the market a lot of havoc last Tuesday when she gave a speech. She's going to be talking today, so I'm going to keep an eye out for that. I'm watching, crude oil this morning, and crude oil is up. It's trading higher. It's up by, about 4% this morning. It seems that in China, they're easing some of the COVID restrictions, which is a positive. I see that Biden is set to announce an order today to allow for more ethanol into gas to try and help tame oil prices. I think the China news is really the big one. And that's why you're seeing oil up 4% this morning. I'm looking at the European markets. The DAX is down almost 0.9% or 125 points. The FTSE, almost 0.6% or 43 points. So you're looking over at Asia. The Asian markets were essentially mixed. Hong Kong was up by 0.5%, yet Tokyo was down 1.81% overnight. So we're cautious today going into today because of the CPI report. That's going to really help determine the direction of the market this morning. So that doesn't come out for, until 1 hour before the market opens, but that's what we're waiting.
And we'll get into those economic events for today and also that Fed speak that you mentioned coming up. But ahead of that, let's take a look at earnings action. It really starts to pick up tomorrow, Wednesday, but let's take a look at what is going on in terms of earning action that we should watch today and what to expect tomorrow.
Yeah, season's really about to start, so that's a good sign. We're looking at CarMax. They released this morning. That's ticker KMX, Kilo Michael X-Ray. They missed by 27 cents, but they did do it on higher revenue. The stock's down about 4.5% this morning. It was down a little more, but they did beat. But concerns about them going into the future, unused car sales specifically. We're talking Albertsons, that sticker ACI, Apple, Charlie, India. These guys beat by 11 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Same store sales were up 7.77%. Those are all positive, yet the stock's down almost 3% due to guidance. Upcoming tomorrow morning, we got JP Morgan, ticker JPM, John Paul Mary. Their EPS estimate is $2.71, and the expected move here is 4.32%. Always cautious on JP Morgan. Even a good earnings report doesn't mean that it's going to pop higher and trend higher. But the stock is off about 20% on the year. Delta Airlines, that's ticker DAL, David Appleberry. Their EPS estimate is $2.71, and their expected move is 5.81%. Shaw Communications, that's ticker SJR, Sam, John, Richard. Their EPS estimate is 33 cents, and the expected move here is 9.73%. Bed Bath & Beyond, that's ticker BBBY, boy, 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 yellow. Their EPS estimate is 4 cents, and the expected move here is 18.37%. First Republic, that's ticker FRC, another bank, Frank, Richard, Charlie. Their EPS estimate is $1.89, and the expected move here is 4.03%. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings information today, Emily.
Bill, as we mentioned, economic events are at the forefront today. So give us a look at what we should expect in terms of economic reports and any Fed speak.
Yeah, we have 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. That's 1 hour before the market opens. That CPI data for March is due out. Biden has already commented saying that he expects it to be hot. Then we have the API, American Petroleum Institute. They're going to be releasing their oil stockpile estimates for last week. At 12:10 p.m. today, little afternoon, Fed Governor Bernard is scheduled to speak. And at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, Richmond Fed Bank President Tom Barkin will also be speaking. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic events going on today, Emily.
And in today's market, the other thing that we should be watching along with those economic events and the start of earnings seasons coming up tomorrow is those hot headlines that have the ability to move the market. And in order to make informed trading decisions, you need to be able to see those headlines, that information, as soon as it comes out without missing a beat. And Bill, you're able to do that using your Newswire alerts and breaking them down so you're able to sift through the information quickly and see what could be a catalyst for some market moves. So I know you haven't broken down for us this morning. So give us a rundown of what you're seeing in terms of your Newswire alerts today.
Okay, let's start with the FANG alerts. The fact of the matter is the FANG stocks are all trading higher this morning, higher to slightly higher. And that's a positive for the S&Ps. You know, the news events behind it. Let's talk about Amazon, ticker AMZN. They just raised $12.75 billion in the debt markets yesterday. This is part of a seven-stage financing plan. They're going to be using this money to finance their MGM movie studios purchase. Apple, their assemblers, is suspending production at two different Chinese factories due to local government requirements. And this is all a result of the outbreak in COVID happening in China. We're talking Google. There's apparently a new Fitbit feature that's making AFib detection more accessible. But I do see that Google's Gartner Group came out with a report saying that they're expecting, you know, lower Chromebook sales. They expect them to decrease 7.3% in Q1. So that's not really a positive for them. But again, you're looking at shares of Google this morning, and they are trading higher, slightly higher, but they are in the green. We're moving over to the Dow Jones 30 alert, and we're going to start off with Apple because, you know, and Apple's trading higher this morning, but there's a Citi analyst out there that feels that Apple could announce a new $80 to $90 billion stock buyback plan. You know, we'll have to see what happens when they release their earnings later this month. And JP Morgan, their earnings are tomorrow, but I want to point something out. And it's something that I've been talking to people about for a while now. And there was a regulatory filing last week, and it's really talking about management structures. And they're indicating that they may split the positions of the chairman and CEO. Now, why would they do that? Well, to me, it's a good indication of the bank's preparing for Jamie Dimon to announce his retirement. Now, he's only 66 years old, so he could stay on. But, you know, he did have those heart issues that we know about. He's had a really good run the last decade. So I wouldn't be shocked if he announced his retirement sometime in the near future. But with the earnings report coming out, that would always be a possibility. So you got to kind of factor that in as to a word of caution. I would really suspect in the Q&A session during their conference call that this issue is going to be raised. We're talking Cisco, ticker CSCO. Stock's down hard. It's down 2.7% this morning. Apparently, Cisco is launching a circular IT payment solution to support customers' sustainability goals. That's all nice. That's positive. But the reason for the downturn is that Citi issued a downgrade on the stock, and they downgraded to sell this morning. So, yeah, that's why you're seeing shares of Cisco, ticker CSCO, dropping this morning. Talking some merger news, Penske Automotive, that's ticker PAG, Paul Applegrace, they're going to be acquiring a California BMW and Mini Cooper dealership. They didn't disclose the terms. In terms of guidance, Albertsons. This is the reason why Albertsons' stock is trading off this morning. Albertsons sees the full year 2022 EPS coming in at $2.70 to $2.85. The street had the estimates pegged at $2.95. So that's weaker for ACI, and that's why you're seeing the stock down a little over 3% this morning. American Airlines, its ticker AAL. American Airlines, they came out this morning, and I see that they commented saying that they see Q1 revenue down 16%. But that's as compared to 2019, first quarter 2019. So you look at the stock, it's up 0.4% this morning. So that's actually a net positive for American Airlines. It shows that they're coming back. And Gold Lingus, that's ticker GOL, they're seeing Q1 loss of 78 cents, where the street was expecting a loss of 10 cents for ticker GOL. We're looking at the stock this morning. It's flat. There's no trades being done in ticker GOL this morning. Talking shareholders, meetings. Bank of New York, ticker BK, boy kilo. Bank of New York is having its annual shareholders meeting today, and it's starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Lanier, the home builder, ticker LEN, Larry, Edward, Nancy. They're having their annual shareholders meeting that's going to be starting at 11 a.m. This morning. And ticker SNPY, Sam, Nancy, Paul, Yellow. They're also having their shareholders meeting at 11 a.m. today. I want to talk about a couple of catalyst events that I saw. Ticker MLCO, Michael, Larry, Charlie, Oscar, Melco Resorts and Entertainment. They were added to Citi's positive catalyst watch list this morning. And T. Rowe Price, it's ticker TROW, Tom Richard, Oscar William. Citibank just opened up a negative catalyst watch on this stock as they head into earnings. So they're not expected to release a good earnings report, according to the Citibank. So we want to keep an eye on shares of T. Rowe Price, ticker TROW, today. But that's what I have for you in terms of hot news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Well, it's really dependent on the CPI number, because I think it's going to come in hot and it's going to cause the market to be a little weaker. But I do like the semiconductors today. I see strength in the sector. Earnings were last month, so this is not an earnings play on Micron. But we do have Taiwan Semiconductor, whose earnings are coming out on Thursday. And they are expecting to post a net rise of 31% in Q1 net profit. So that is a positive for that vertical. So I do kind of like Micron. When I picked it, it really hadn't started trading. It was at about 71.50. Now I see it's up, to 72.68. So I would want to get it underneath that level. I just think that I see that the brokers are mainly positive on the stock. And that's shown by them increasing their price targets over and over again. They're all over $100 for the price targets. Only Morgan Stanley is under $100. And they just raised their price target from $77 to $83 on April 2nd. So that's a net positive to me. And, I think we could see some nice gains here. I would, if I'm going to pick an entry point, it's got to be under $72. 70.50 is, kind of the low for the day yesterday. So I could see anywhere from 70, I'll say under 71.50 is kind of, my target price to get in at. But it really depends on that CPI number. So it's kind of hard to judge. But I do think we're going to see gains in the stock today. And that ticker MU, Michael Lunder, company is Micron. That's my pick for today, Emily.
And like you said, it's going to be a tricky one today with that CPI report. And our listeners know that we will check in with you tomorrow about how that pick goes today, that Micron pick. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
See, Target, ticker TGT, Tom Grace, Tom, Target director, sells a little over 6 million in common stock in a regulatory filing, came in last night. Target's been on kind of a nice little run as of late. Toast, TOST, Tom Oscar, Sam Tom, Toast and eCard expand their partnership. Guest, ticker GES, the board refutes Legion's view. Kohl's, hey, Kohl's, ticker KSS, jumped 7% this morning on reports of franchise group bid. Beyond Meat, that's ticker BYND, Boy Yellow Nancy David. They expand Beyond Meatless chicken distributions to 8,000 new retail locations. Toyota, ticker TM, launches an all-new SUV battery electric vehicle. Novartis, that's ticker NVS, Nancy Victor Sam. They're reporting planned layoffs of thousands as part of a global revamp. See, CrowdStrike got an upgrade, ticker CRWD, should it be opening up higher? Here's one on Twitter. It says the staff is super stressed over Elon Musk's decision not to join the board. I can see that. They kind of lose Dempsey, and they get this big-name guy coming in. And for him not to join the board, I can see where that may be a little bit of cautiousness for the employees. But I don't expect him to be quiet as a big owner of the stock. Industrial cyber firms are forming a lobbying coalition as Biden ramps up regulations. I see Citi upgrades Wells Fargo's and cuts their view on five other banks. Emily, that's all I'm seeing in the last 15 minutes.
Before we sign off, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Delta Airlines. You told us, Bill, Delta is scheduled to release earnings tomorrow. And yesterday, despite a wider market sell-off, transportation saw a nice little rally. Bill, you mentioned on the show yesterday Delta was down and that you anticipated it gaining some ground, telling us to specifically watch 15 minutes after the opening bell. And I don't want to give too much of a spoiler here, but at 9:45, there was a spike in price after the stock opened at 36.70. You had been looking for an entry price around 36.20, so that wasn't too far off. So, Bill, you have to tell us, how did the Delta call work out?
Well, it was the right stock. It just didn't really show the weakness that I thought was going to really happen in the stock at the opening. Because you got to remember, yesterday's opening was all red. So I was thinking it would pull back down a little further than it did. But the stock wound up opening up at 36.70, and then it fell down to 36.53. I thought it would go a little further. But then right after that, it just took off like a rocket, and it ran up to 38.56. I mean, that's a 5% difference between the opening price and the high on the day. The stock did close, lower at 35.28. But I look at the stock this morning and it's trading 38.37, so $38.37. So that's a real positive. I thought it was going to, be a little bit weaker in the morning, but there was some big buyers coming in that thought just as I did that this is a stock that's going to, have a nice little momentum run into the earnings, which are due out tomorrow morning. So Delta Airlines was a good call yesterday. It was just my entry point didn't see the low, didn't, go a little lower with the market, but still, the stock was a nice mover for everyone yesterday.
Yes, definitely a win in all that red yesterday. Bill, we will check in with you tomorrow, as promised, about today's Micron pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.